So finding that upright posture, one that you are becoming familiar with now. And then noticing how you are this evening, how your heart is. Is it tender or closed, soft, bright, sad? Worried. So just notice. Noticing to the activity of the mind. Both the thought threads and the general state of your consciousness. Cloudy, focused, sleepy, scattered. And then locating the breath in the body and finding your own way into the breath and some of the ways that you've learned. And there are some very specific sequential instructions that are invited. And they exist purposefully. So see if you can recall those gradual instructions on the breath. Paying closer and closer attention to the subtle details of breathing. And noticing the start of the inhalation, where it is in the body or the nostrils, aware of the air as it travels through the nasal passages back into the throat. Noticing when you lose touch with it. Notice the action of the body as the air comes back up out. Notice when you feel the air again and the warmth and the texture of it. the mind feels sufficiently gathered or collected onto the breath, we would open the lens of the mind to encompass the breath and the body as a whole. So inhaling, aware of the breath and the whole body. The whole body inhaling. And exhaling, aware of the breath and the whole body. As if the breath and body are exhaling together. And maintain your awareness in that sphere, in that circle with the breath and the body as a whole. And when mind wanders or is drawn away to thoughts or sounds or emotions, just notice returning again to that sphere, this living, breathing body. You can get a sense that every cell in your body is absorbing your awareness or dropping awareness deeply into the body. Suffusing awareness throughout the body. And then we'll begin to investigate a sensation that may arise, probably an uncomfortable one. We've done this practice before, so just being on the lookout for a sensation arising to the foreground of your mind. And then leaning into it and staying in the sensation. Feeling it in as much detail as possible, noticing its size, its shape, a quality to describe it other than pain or discomfort, using a small brushstroke language like stretching, pulling, throbbing, burning, poking, and staying with the sensation even longer than you might want to. Noticing how it may change, it may intensify or weaken, it may move or soften, it may disappear entirely and then reappear. Just curious about it, not trying to make anything happen, having beginner's mind. Just cultivating the ability to stay with the difficult. And when the mind wanders away from that sensation, just notice what the mind has wandered to and return it to just the bare sensation in and of itself. No doubt thoughts about the sensation will occur. And just notice those thoughts about the sensation. Let them be and return just to the sensation. Or an emotion may arise. Just let those be and return just to sensation. And letting that be and returning to breath and body as a whole again. Diving awareness deeply into the whole body and really feeling sensations as deeply as you can, such that your awareness is really connecting with sensations rather than arms and legs. So there's a bit of disidentification from your arms and legs. Really knowing the body like a sea of sensation, an ocean. You know, the waves coming and going, increasing and decreasing, moving around, pulsing and tingling. It's this a sea of sensation, the life that's moving through us. And then bringing awareness to sounds. So opening the lens of the mind a bit wider still. Noticing sounds in and of themselves. Not trying to analyze them or change them or not hear them. Be they pleasant or unpleasant sounds or neutral sounds, keeping your awareness on sound. So that sound is the object of focus. Aware of sounds close in the body or the room around you. And aware of sounds a bit farther away in the next room. whatever the mind creates in the way of thoughts or emotions, let those be and stay with sound, be it pleasant or unpleasant. Stay with just the bare experience of hearing and recognizing that sound too is a passing neurobiological phenomenon. Sounds arising out of the mind and passing away. They're not fixed and not permanent. Ever changing. Opening awareness wider still to encompass thoughts and emotions. So we would notice the birth of a thought if we can. We'd allow the thought to arise and pass away. And letting it be that one thought if possible. Just one thought, rather than a crowd of thoughts all related to one another. The same with emotions. You may watch an emotion arise, or maybe you'll just become aware that it's there. Maybe you'll miss the arising of it. We just notice, emotion. And let that pass away without hooking onto it as much as possible. Being curious whether these phenomena, thoughts and emotions, are familiar. If they're recurring patterns or habits of your mind, whether they're very prominent and strong in the foreground of your mind, or whether they're more whispery in the background of your mind. Are they thoughts about the future or the past? So that's the thoughts and the emotions that are the object of focus and the subject of investigation. And really absorbing that thoughts and emotions are nothing more than passing neurobiological phenomenon arising out of the mind, the brain, and passing away. They are not fixed. They're ever changing and not self. Maybe even witnessing the birth of a thought. Should you become lost in thought, when you recognize that, you'll acknowledge it. Oh, lost in thought. And just come back to your breath and body for a moment before you open up to watching thoughts arise and pass. Thoughts and emotions, passing neurobiological phenomenon. They're not true or untrue. They're not fixed or permanent. They're not self. They're just happening. Processes, the function of life. Now, a little subtle shift in practice to something that we call choiceless awareness. So that means that our awareness is held wide open and it just acknowledges what comes to the foreground. So in other words, we're not choosing to focus on any one thing. It's open and expansive. Maybe a thought arises, maybe a physical sensation shows up, then another thought, then a sound, then an emotion. So this requires some discipline to not get caught up in anything. Rather, keep this wide open, sky-like mind. And just acknowledging what arises. And then notice how one thing can follow another. Thought, emotion, physical sensations, sounds. All of these phenomena arising and passing in a vast sky-like mind. Imagining your awareness as vast as the sky. So vast such that whatever passes through your awareness need not disturb it. Just as birds or weather pass through the sky without disturbing the sky, so too can difficult thoughts and emotions and physical sensations move through you without disturbing your awareness. Thoughts, emotions, physical sensations, sounds, happening one after the other, moving through a vast sky-like mind. And then allowing awareness to settle back on breath and body as the anchor again. And notice what that transition feels like, going from very open, choiceless awareness to just breath and body, little bit more anchored and grounded. And resting there. The poet Martha Postlethwaite says, "Do not try to save the whole world or do anything grandiose. Instead, create a clearing in the dense forest of your life and wait there patiently until the song that is your life falls into your own cupped hands and you recognize and greet it. Only then will you know how to give yourself to this world so worthy of rescue."